Star Market Celtics today continues from the Garden. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Why don't you just take your 30 seconds now to pile on. Max has had his fun already about what it's like, how much you enjoy these early games and the sun shining and a full day ahead of you. And let's jump right in and just pile on knowing how miserable I am to be here this early. Go ahead.
I don't have anything else to say. I think you said it best.
What changes? Obviously, you're here. You're walking through in the day. We've talked about those, that line between when there's a shoot-around and when there's not, the traveling, not traveling, all the above. This is about as early as an NBA game can be. Do you notice when you have the team here before the game, do you notice in some players a difference, not even necessarily during the game, but in that early morning kind of walkthrough?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think you always know that, but it's everybody's responsibility to mentally and physically prepare to play regardless of what time the game is. And both teams have that. And you know, we've all these guys all grew up playing games from 8 in the morning till 10 at night. And so this isn't that much difference. Now, I will say the other part of it is that, you know, there are playoff games that start at noon. There are playoff games that start at 1. So you got to be ready for all that stuff.
To get where you want to go, you have faced a lot of adversity this year, but haven't overcome a ton of it within the context of games. That seems to be changing, and certainly was the case the other night.
Yeah, that was encouraging to be behind like we were and to come back and win. There was nothing but, you know, a concerted effort to stay together and to make sure that we're, you know, trying to win the next possession. And that was really encouraging. I thought we played well enough to win. I did not think we were great the whole night, but I thought we were great in that run. And that's a good team. That's a hard team to play against. And they played another game almost exactly like it last night from the standpoint of another close game that just didn't go their way at the end.
You may have hinted at it in that last answer, but we had Marcus Morris on after the game, and I asked him if 3 weeks ago this team wins a game like Thursday night, and that's one of those great innocuous sportscaster questions because it's abstract and it doesn't really have an answer. But sometimes you sort of know what I mean when I say it. What guys playing together, and it just felt at the start like some of the games we've seen a month or a month and a half ago that did not end well, and that one did.
Did he say it was fun?
is that the answer you were looking for?
I thought maybe he said that was more fun. No,
do you think that's going to be
the title?
I
give him a hard time for that. What's that?
Do you think it's going to be the title of the DVD of the season when it's over?
No, I think he's right. I mean, I think we would have struggled in games like that earlier in the year. But that's sometimes what happens as you grow into a team. And we did not play perfect on our West Coast trip, but clearly we've made some good strides. And, you know, we're going to have to use those again tonight because they're awfully good, and they're playing well right now, and they've got a lot of spirit, and they're deep, and everybody's healthy, so we'll be challenged in that regard.
Fans hear transition defense probably as much as any two words they hear from a coach when they watch basketball. And if I ask any of you guys who are out driving around right now doing your early Saturday morning errands, listening to, you know, making sure you don't miss this conversation because obviously it's must listen. If I ask people, you'd probably say, well, it's getting back when the other team has the ball. But obviously, besides the idea of just physically getting back, what goes into being a good transition team beyond that?
Well, I think, number one, it starts with doing your job on the shot. We have rules that we have for our defensive rebounding, our offensive rebounding. The guys that go. The guys that don't need to get back. As we're getting back, it's not just jogging back, backpedaling back. It's sprinting back between the three-point lines. And oftentimes, to make sure you protect the basket. We always say transition supersedes matchups. We got to protect the basket. We got to stop the ball. And then we've got to find great shooters. Now, all that being said is the teams really get themselves in trouble when they think they're back and they jog next to their guy who they're, you know, mostly matched up with during the game. And then you give driving lanes to guys like De'Aaron Fox. And that happened a bunch of times the other day. You know, we call that buddy running. You're running next to the guy you're matched up with. And literally we were jogging next to Buddy Hield a few times, which made it real buddy running. But, you know, those are things that we can't do that we've got to get better at. If you look back at our games in the Milwaukee series last year, those are always the clips we use to illustrate what we need to look like, because we were back and our arms were out and it looked like there was no place to drive, whether they had four guys down the floor, two guys down the floor, five guys down the floor, whatever the case may be.
Over, we've talked about sample size a lot, and 40 games is not a small sample size. And over the last 40 games, the Atlanta Hawks are 18-22. They are a borderline top 10 team offensively. We've seen them at different times during the year. What is the top of the list characterizing the difference between the start they had and the last 40 games?
I would say a number of things, but I would say confidence, experience, the experience that they've gained and the confidence with which those guys are playing. And then I'd say, like everybody else, I think good health plays into it. I mean, Prince missed a number of games. Bazemore missed a few weeks. John Collins missed the start of the season. You can go on down the list. The stat that stands out is they're not turning the ball over.
Yep.
And at the beginning of the season, they were, as you would expect, a young team too. But they're making great decisions with the ball, and they have a lot of offensive weapons there. System is really good, and I think John Collins is the fastest player to the rim in the NBA. I think that he gets out of screens quicker than anybody else, and it makes it really hard to guard when you're trying to guard a shooter and help on his roles.
Low turnovers and offensive efficiency are not necessarily what you think about when you have a rookie point guard. Trae Young, and again, this is the external stuff you're not paying attention to, but he suffered that, what did you say, comparison is the thief of joy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He suffered that Luka Doncic thing, and it's funny because if you looked at the last 40 games as opposed to those first 20 when everybody makes their decision, clearly one of the big elements of their improvement to me is an extremely quick maturation process here for Trae Young from the first half to the second half.
Yeah, he's really having a great year, and I think that's probably really tough to struggle a little bit out of the gate and then to just kind of stay with it. The good news is he's had the ball the whole time. He's gotten a chance to learn on the fly. I think Coach Pierce has done a great job with him. You know, at the start of the year, he would really pull him in and out of games. He would take him out if he made a few errors in a row and use it as an opportunity to coach and put Jeremy Lin in. But since then, and obviously Jeremy being gone probably impacts that some too, but you can tell Trae is really playing with great confidence and responsibility. And, you know, he's had a good rookie year, and I think that all of those things have added up to it.
That's the head coach who earlier used the term buddy running to describe buddy running, which is another proof positive that your wordplay gets even better earlier in the day, whereas mine suffers. So it's a...
Well, I say that at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I just haven't talked to you about it before.
But you didn't have the opportunity. My point is that to tie it together with Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
That's a piece of NBA wordplay.
Well, I noticed that. We were watching film yesterday as a team, and I was like, you know, we just have to get out of this habit of buddy running. And, of course, Buddy Hield's running right next to Smart, and it's like, all right, this is a little bit much.
Comparison is the thief of joy. You're right. Celtics and the Hawks next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.